Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's first matchup show for the defense matchups against the Browns coming up in week two. Joining me to discuss that is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
I'm good, Ken. Hoping to do a little better after Sunday night. Very debacle for the defense. It was very tough to watch, especially that second half. But looking forward to this big time divisional game against Cleveland on our 30th anniversary.
Yeah, it's we're going to talk about the fact that it's Cleveland, that they're playing on the 30th anniversary. I think the NFL may have had a hand in that, and the Ravens might have not wanted it to be so, because I don't think it plays into the Ravens' hands in any way. But that'll be on another show. Look for one last thing on Sunday morning to discuss that particular item. But why don't you start us off? What's your first matchup that's a key for the defense?
Yep, first matchup is the inside linebackers versus Joe Flacco, specifically seeing if we can see an improvement on really our middle of the field integrity. We saw a lot of throws over the middle, especially the down in the red zone. We saw the touchdown over the first touchdown over the middle. I forgot to the tight end. Either it was Knox or
Kincaid, right?
Kincaid, yep. And then after the Derrick Henry fumble, first play right over the middle again. So something to watch out for, especially Trenton Simpson. He has looked to take a small step forward, still seeing some of the residual issues he had last year, but hoping to see a little more clean game from him. But I like what I've seen from Buchanan in his first action.
Well, they haven't made a commitment to either of those weak side linebackers, nor have they made a commitment to a three down inside linebacker or wheel linebacker system. They've been using a dime back. In fact, they've been using this weird four-corner dime that really played very poorly the first week. But I would agree with you that I don't think either Simpson or Buchanan stood out, and I don't think either of them wins the job this next week either. So I think we're going to see some of both of them. And you're to be clear, you're talking more about pass lane integrity there or rush lane integrity?
I think it's kind of, well, mainly pass, mm-hmm. because I think the Ravens can handle the Browns rush game, but we can talk about rush lanes when we are sending blitzers with whether it be Roquan or Trent.
Let me save that because that's really my topic, the second one. But in terms of passing lanes, I want to see more from the inside linebackers. I want to see them, do more when they're in their normal, their most commonly used nickel defense. Even though the nickel played pretty well this last game, most of the problems they had were in dime. That they brought Alexander on the field and he was not ready for the job
at all. It was tough to see Alexander, a lot of grabbing. I mean, he just looked half inch low, like he missed six three weeks of camp. Like, he was out for a while, so it was noticeable. Some people are panicking, but obviously it takes time to kind of just get into football shape and back into the swing of things. So I think later in the season he will get back into form. But for right now, we have to deal with the growing pains of getting him back up to speed, really.
Kind of scary, given that they effectively made a conscious decision to let JAD go. It would have been a fifth cornerback who could help them. Very fortunately, against the Bills, I think Awuzie had a very solid game. And, you know, he stands to be okay within the system, I think. We didn't see Keon Martin play. I think he was on the field for one snap. I looked around. I couldn't find it. He's not in my charting. So it might have occurred on one of the kneel or spike snaps, either at the end of the first half or at the end of the game. So I'll have to find that to make sure. If anyone knows, if anyone's listening to this and knows the snap Keon Martin was on the game, send me a DM on Twitter. I'd really love to know that.
Or it could have been that the end of the half debacle where they sent no rush. Maybe
it
that
specifically
one.
Was not that.
Okay.
I looked for it there because there was a seventh DB on the field, but it wasn't him. They brought it. They had all three safeties and four corners on the field, and it was the four corners they'd used typically for the game.
Okay.
All right. Look, I'll move on. I think, you know, one of the keys against Flacco is going to be generating quick pressure that starts with the interior to make Flacco uncomfortable. I think you really need to get up in his face. You need to get your hands up because he's a tall guy. I think they need to leverage the Jones and Madubuike pairing and try to keep them fresh. They did a great job of leveraging it in the first game. Those guys left it all on the field, but they were tired by the end too. They each played over 50 snaps. They played, I believe, something like 52 snaps together in this game. So it shows you they want to keep that pairing specifically for high leverage downs, but you got to have a few less total snaps to make that useful.
Yeah, and the depth is scaring me. Really, even though they did play 85 freaking snaps on defense, which is not acceptable under any measure, I still am not confident in the rotation we have. Obviously, we had a top-heavy. Peoples showed a little something. He was able to get some kind of pressure, just not finish. And then who's the other dude?
On the interior, Washington.
Washington, yes. He's... I've never had real confidence in Washington. He tends to get washed a lot in the action. He can make plays here and there, but most of the time, if he gets double teamed, he's out of the play. If Jones gets double teamed, I mean, he's going to break through and make something happen. So it's tough to see the rotation right now the way it is.
All right, got a few more things to say about this. The in terms of the pressure, I'm not limiting it to the inside. I want to see it outside as well. This is a game where they played Adafe Owe for all but one of his snaps were pass snaps. And that doesn't mean he didn't play any first downs, but he played obvious passing first downs that were towards the end of the game where they knew that the Buffalo would be trying to make a comeback, or at the end of the half when they knew Buffalo would be passing to try and get a few points before halftime. He's got to play better. I mean, he's just simply got to play better. Green had also a fair amount of snaps, and I don't have his number right in front of me, but he takes the other rush side snaps. In general, he got some snaps that were not necessarily going to be passing downs. He did draw a holding call in this first game, but Owe and Green versus DeJuan Jones at left tackle for the Browns is a big mismatch, and they've got to see some value coming from that this week. Owe being out there for 35 pass snaps. He did drop to coverage a couple times, but he only had, I think, one pressure that I would call it, one other late quarterback hit. So it's not even really a pressure. It came after 3 seconds when he was chasing down Allen towards the right sideline, eventually took him down on the play that was tipped for a touchdown.
Yeah. And something to watch for, I think I saw on the Browns injury report, DeJuan Jones and Jack Conklin are both questionable. So something to watch for going into Sunday. If one of them can't go, then we could see some real action maybe on the outside.
They'll probably both go. And you know, if DeJuan Jones is out, I'm it's almost too bad if he is. If Conklin's a good player, or he was anyway, you know, hearing from the Know Your Foe guy, Jake Burns, who's terrific, he talked a lot about the individual Browns players, and the offensive line. It was a great offensive line together 5 years ago. And now they're old. These are guys who were just they've been around the block.
Moving on to my next point.
You ever have one of those days where everything's off? Well, Mood can help with that. And let me tell you about Mood. It's the online cannabis brand that is changing the way we handle everything, from stress to sleepless nights, with functional gummies that are 100% federally legal cannabis. Mood launched to make cannabis affordable, accessible, and transparent, while at the same time supporting American farmers growing premium hemp on small pesticide-free farms. Their gummies are next level. Seriously, I've tried a few and each one feels totally different. The Sleepy Time gummies, out like a light, immediately asleep. The Epic Euphoria, it's perfect when you just need a reset to feel good again. What makes them unique? Mood combines THC with herbs and adaptogens, so you get real targeted effects. You're not going to find this in your typical dispensary. And here's the best part. Mood ships discreetly to most states, offers a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, and right now you get 20% off your first order with the promo code RAVEN. Just head to mood.com. Find your perfect gummy and use the code RAVENS at checkout to save 20%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matchup is the Ravens DBs versus the Browns pass catchers. Obviously, we did not have a really good showing in the second half of last game against the Bills. It won't be as, it won't get any easier this week. We have guys like Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman, and then Njoku at tight end. It's not going to be easy, and we know Joe Flacco's a pocket passer. He's going to get to his reads. He's going to get to his checkdowns. So we have to be ready for really all facets of the game. I think if we could take away Joe's first read and we can get pressure, that's where we can win the game. But specifically, I want to see how we attack Jeudy. I expect to see Wiggins. If Jeudy is on that side and he's not moving around, I expect to see him on there. I don't know if he's going to travel, if this might be the first game he does. He was on Coleman a lot in the Bills game. So I don't know if that's going to be in the plans moving forward, but I do want to see how, whether it be, well, I assume it'll be Hamilton matching up against Njoku, and how that matchup will look as well.
Or Hamilton against Fannin, who also had a big game as in his first NFL start. So Fannin, a big mystery man coming out of a smaller school, and I guess he was at Kent State, right? I think that's right. And, okay. Splashed onto the scene. I think he had 9 catches in his first game. So the Browns brought him right in. The other guy they brought right into the passing offense was Dylan Sampson. And the inside linebackers are really going to have to make sure that they understand assignment-wise how to deal with him, because Flacco, as we remember, is very much a one-read and check-down quarterback. Yep. So I'm sure we'll see some I think Sampson had 6 or 7 catches in the first game too. So he was utilized significantly.
And then I think this is going to be a real test for those line, the Will side linebackers. They're covered. We got lucky that Buchanan didn't get dunked on by Johnson in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Just those small things. I think we have to make sure that we're keen in, and then I think this game will be a testament to who is one step closer to getting that Will linebacker spot next to Roquan, because I do see the slow play with Thielen him that he had last year when we were still trying to figure out who was going to be next to him. I think it's noticeable, and I think we need to figure out soon.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about that is I don't think the Ravens are incented to make a choice soon. And the reason is this, that they want Buchanan to get some rotational play no matter what, because he's the Mike replacement for Roquan if anything happens. So if Roquan gets hurt, misses two games, whatever, Buchanan's got to go in there, probably wear the green dot. It could be Hamilton, but probably he would wear the green dot, play every down, and you know, make the call. So it'd be nice if he were on the field to be part of that defense during the time. But Simpson won't play anywhere but Will this year, I wouldn't think.
Makes sense.
All right, well, let me toss in my last item, which is figure out the best package for high leverage plays. Ravens did not get that done in week one. They tried a four-corner dime. By the way, the typical dime defense is a three-safety, three-corner dime, where you line up as if it was a nickel, except you replace your Will linebacker with a third safety. And that's generally a great trade-off in terms of coverage. You get a guy who brings a portable skill usually to that Will linebacker position to understand how deep his drops need to be. And he can kind of process where receivers are and how he needs to deal with multiple threats. And they're generally speaking, safeties do a great job in that role. Four-corner dime is something I associate more with trying to defend 10 personnel specifically. So it could be an extra tight end that's flexed a lot. So if you had Njoku or Fannin and they were flexed with three other wide receivers, you know, that's a reasonable use of a 10 personnel scheme. It's also perfectly reasonable to bring Kyle Hamilton down to the box and have him cover a flex tight end or line up in that dime spot. But in order to do that, you have to have another safety that you really trust on the back end. And I think that's one of the things they need to do. I think they will stay in dime this week. I think Alexander snaps, though, are going to be limited. So they may use Alexander some in nickel, not in dime. You know, it could be that kind of thing. They could use Alexander for two series in this game instead of the additional snaps he got, which he ended up 25, 26, 27 snaps, something like that, because 25 of them were dime. I know that. He may show a higher number if in your game book. I'm only counting the non-penalty snaps because those were very bad. They were 9.9 yards per play with Alexander on the field and 4.9 yards per play when he was not on the field. That's a difference you can't live with.
You cannot. And I think, to your point earlier, JAD not being on this team may be something that could come back to bite us in the short term, at least.
I'm with you all the way on that. Also, I would project we'll see a lot of 12 personnel in this game for the Browns. Fannin and Njoku are two of their best players, and I think they will have them in the game a lot. The Browns, this is a weird game, but the Ravens without Ricard and Likely could go lighter in this game than the Browns. And this would be the first time they've been lighter than their opponent in a very, very long time, and lighter than the Browns even longer than that. So this is it's really since the beginning of the Roman era, they've always out-heavied every other team. It's been, even though Monken brought changes to the offense and you know, loosened up the passing game some, he still was extremely heavy, the league's heaviest offensive coordinator still in terms of the use of tight ends, OL6, and a fullback. So this is a weird game. They actually on defense face, you know, so much heavy personnel that they have to really figure out different ways to deal with that. Big nickel will probably be part of it. How they deal with the dime being three safeties would be another one that you know, a listener suggested was that this may be a game we see a lot more jumbo nickel. Just take the Will linebacker out and put an extra inside line, down lineman on the field and go with the nickel. You may see some of that as well. So I think that's a reasonable choice here. The Ravens have good run fit safeties, it appears. I trust Hamilton completely. I think I trust Starks already, who looked pretty good in the first game, to do that job. So, I think they could make a jumbo nickel work.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what kind of personnel we put out there. I think in those situations, I mean, we're expecting Starks to stay over top in those situations, right? We're not looking to him to come up and cover those tight ends.
As far as I'm concerned, Starks is the free safety for the entire year. I the the less he does in terms of rushing the passer or rotating into a dime spot or rotating down to cover the position of a slot corner who's blitzing, the better. I want him use his instincts on the back end, try and bracket as many plays as possible.
Sounds good. Same page.
All right, Frazier, always great talking football with you. Tell folks where they can hit you up online if they have a question or want to talk matchups with you.
Yep, you guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. And as always, Frazier and I will do two shows per week to talk defense and then offense. The offense show, look for that tomorrow. It should be the day after you're listening to this, if you're pulling it down in rapid order, but it should be out sometime on Saturday before a Sunday game. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough blasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.